But God has mercy on whom he will. It is not of him that wills, nor of him that runs, but of God that shows mercy. See, God said to Moses, he was talking about Pharaoh. He said, I have mercy on who I want to have mercy on. I'm God. God doesn't owe mercy to anybody. See, people get mercy and then they want to give it to everybody else. It's like, isn't this great? God is being merciful to me. It's a natural impulse. But God is the one who grants mercy. I can't grant mercy. Okay, and I don't despise his, I will all tell you that it is there. Whether or not you obtain it is entirely between you and God. Because he has to give it. And he has to, it's his will, not our works. Verse 17, for the scripture saith unto Pharaoh, even for the same purpose have I raised thee up, that I might show my power in thee, and that my name might be declared throughout all the earth. Therefore he hath mercy on whom he will have mercy, and on whom he will he hardeneth. Thou wilt then say unto me, why doth he yet find fault? For who has resisted his will? Who has resisted the will of God? See, the God I'm presenting, the God that Paul is presenting, the natural human response is like, well, no one can resist the will of God? Who can resist the will of God? No one. No one can resist the will of God. If it is God's will, you cannot resist it. You may think you're resisting it, like Pharaoh. He thought he was resisting God. God wanted to bring Israel out into the wilderness, right? And he said to Moses, Moses, go tell Pharaoh to let me go. But he's not going to let you go. In fact, I'm going to harden his heart so that he will not let you go. I mean, you could say to me, well, why didn't God just soften Pharaoh's heart and make it easy? Because that's not what he wanted to do. He wanted to show his power in Pharaoh. God doesn't do a lot of showing of his power very often. But once he wants to, he sets things up so it comes out the way he wants it to. And that his name might be declared throughout all the earth. I mean, he could appear to each individual person, but that's not, God is not interested. See, a lot of things, people don't believe in God think, well, God is, he wants people to believe in him. He needs people to believe in him. It's not true. He does want his name to get out there. But it's for purposes that you may not quite understand as a human being. You know what I mean? I mean, if God wanted everyone to know him, he'd just make them know him. In fact, he will do that when the kingdom comes. But the purpose now is not for God to manifest himself to everyone in the world. Right? But he wanted to have his name declared throughout all the earth, even if people wouldn't receive it or hear it. And you know what? This happened. I mean, you think about it. The things, you know, you ever heard of the Exodus and the things that were done with the Egypt and Pharaoh and Moses? Has that been declared? Most people, a lot, I mean, if you haven't heard about it before, guess what? You're hearing about it now. The great and mighty works God did down in Egypt. You know, 2,000 years ago. I mean, sorry, I mean, 3,500 years ago. Approximately. So, God is saying to Pharaoh, he raised him up for a purpose. To show power. God does, this is, and not just Pharaoh. Everyone on the earth does have a purpose, but it's not always good. The scriptures, Proverbs 16 verse 4. One of my favorite verses says, the Lord hath made all things for himself. Yea, even the wicked for the day of evil. The wicked were created for the evil day. God created wicked people. Well, he's going to exactly explain it even more closely. But people will ask, well, if God is causing this guy to be a bad guy, right? Then how can he find fault? The person is just doing what God wants him to do. And Paul's response is, oh man, nay, no, but oh man. Who art thou that repliest against God? Shall the thing formed say to him that formed it, Why hast thou made me thus? See, here's the thing. Here's why it's kind of foolish, right? If Pharaoh... See, the thing is, you are who you are. Like, I am created me, right? Now, I could have a twin brother. I don't have a twin brother, but imagine if I was born with an identical twin. He would look like me, smell like me, talk like me, in many ways be like me, but he wouldn't be me. Twins are not self-conscious one with another, though they have some kind of spooky similarities, right? But I'm not in his mind, he's not in my mind. I can't, like, if I die, I don't get to experience life through my twin. I'm a separate being. And the point is, you reply against your maker at your own peril. Because God could have chosen, like Pharaoh, if Pharaoh didn't like his position, well, God could have just made Pharaoh's twin brother instead in the womb. Meaning, if you don't like your position in life, you could consider the idea that you could be among the countless unconceived, unactualized people who do not exist because they were never born, they were never conceived. They are only potential existences. By that I mean, if you consider the fact, like look at the genetic diversity of the entire world. We have like 6 billion people alive today. Now imagine the fact that half male, half female, okay. But each male could have within himself how many million combinations of sperm come out of him? And then each woman produces how many million combinations of eggs? I'm sure there's a mathematician who could do the calculation for me because I've always been kind of interested. But from my understanding, there are probably nearly an infinite number of people who could possibly be born. And when you would consider twins or triplets, you could have identical triplets of each person. You could probably have identical quintuplets or hextuplets. Or septuplets, or octuplets. I mean, who knows where it ends? And if you had 9 identical babies, same genetics, there would be 9 individual people. Not one of them would be a duplicate consciousness. And that could probably go on to infinity. So my point is, I can't exist as someone else. I can't even exist as my own twin. So, if I'm not happy with what I was created to be, I'm just not happy with my own existence. Meaning, like if I'm a person who hates God,